Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In terms of accountability, I think when you see how these guys prepare every day and how they go about their business and what the intensity level is in the dugout, there's a ton of accountability, but it's still baseball, you know, and you have tough nights at certain times. So I don't think accountability is anywhere near kind of the right word for kind of what it is. I think it's just a tough few nights, to be honest with you. It's tough. I wouldn't look too deep into it. You know, it's a really strange week. I think as you guys watch baseball on a nightly basis over the course of the year, really weird things happen all the time. And I'd probably attribute, you know, 3 days like this to that.
Love you, Tony Masolino. I do. But accountability is the word. Somebody has to be accountable to what we're seeing right now, offensively, all year long.
Yeah.
Somebody, Tony, somebody has to be accountable. Weird night. It's not just the last three of the last five nights. Okay, those are extremes. You were one hit. We get that. Those extremes. But let's look at the spirit of what's been asked of you. What is wrong with the offense? That's the spirit of the question. You can get specific and say, yeah, three of the last five games is unusual. You are 110% right. But if you honor, Ed, the spirit of what the question is, and that is, who's held accountable for the most inconsistent offense that we've seen in Baltimore in what, 3-4 years? This is horrible.
Consistent's kind. I mean, it's not like they, you know, they have alternate nights where they're just not going to cover off the ball. Then they have a night like last night. They've been really, really inept for most of the season. They really have. I don't know what to say anymore. This is the hitting coach? Is it the play? I don't know what the hell to think. This is, and again, because then people point to, you know, it's Jacob DeGrom, but it's not Jacob DeGrom every night.
No, three of the last five nights, they didn't face Jacob DeGrom,
right.
So a two-time, like, Cy Young Award winner. They didn't do that.
So it's not him.
No, they faced a no-name lefty in game two. That, no, like, again, there's no expectation that happens. We thought maybe he'd go a few innings and it'd turn into more of a bullpen game, and he was so spot on, he just kept rolling. You know, they make lefties look like Hall of Fame players, and there's no fault in what happened last night against Jacob DeGrom, but yes, it looms larger when you look at the previous games going, yeah, but what about those? And Mantolino's not wrong in saying it's baseball, weird things happen, but nobody wants to hear that right now. You can't go to that excuse. There are times in life where there's a certain reason why things are going on, and you just can't go to that. You have to at least say something.
What about Sunday when you scored two runs? What about that? I mean, we were one hit against the Yankees the night, so you get one hit the night before, the day before on Saturday, and then the next day you score two runs. You know, what about that? Those are all games that you have to be accountable for what's going on with your offense. What about when you score eight runs in one inning against the Rays, and you can't score again? It's 8-0 after what, three innings?
Yeah.
You didn't score 8-1 innings. It's 8-0 after three innings. And you didn't even manage another hit for the rest of the game. What about that? you have to take all of those into consideration. He's right. What about scoring one run on four hits last Monday against the Rays? You're right. Those three games out of five are extremes. We get that. But this has been going on the entire season, Ed.
This
is not new.
Well, it's gone the entire season and the tail end of last season, actually.
Yeah.
Because, again, everybody points to pitching. And granted, it's hard to ignore it because all the pitchers got hurt in the staff. But how'd you lose in the playoffs?
Yep.
2-1. 1-0. I mean, they weren't hitting anything. Pitching was holding up and the bats just went to sleep. And again, it's not come back. It's just not come back. So I don't know what to say. I mean, this last night was just like, woof.
Oofa.
It was. It was like, whoa.
Well, you get back to this point where it's like, how are you supposed to? They've had big innings at times, like the Rays game where they score eight runs in one inning and don't score the rest of the game. And then overall, your score says, yeah, you scored eight runs. But what happened in the other
whole
innings?
Game, yeah.
Like the eight runs is an anomaly. The the other eight innings of putting up zeros are not. And
not even getting a hit. What is it, 20 out of the 21 batters were retired? It's only a walk. I forget, maybe a Kowser who walked. We had one walk in that sequence. 20 out of 21 batters to end the game were retired.
Trash.
After you score eight runs that quickly?
Yeah. And it's...
O'Hearn and Holiday walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two lefties.
No, I'm talking about not last night. I'm talking about against the Rays.
Yeah.
It was one batter walk. 410-583-1057, that's the number.
You mean out of the last 21 or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, it was one batter walk that game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go out to Bel Air and get Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, the hitting is a philosophy, and it's the analytics of the exit velocity, long swing, long angle.
But why is that working for other teams?
It's not.
Oh, it's not?
When you look at the absolutely not.
Wait a minute. Other teams don't use exit velocity and launch angle.
Let me explain. Tampa Bay. How many times did they hit the ball the opposite way? How many times did the shortstop from Oakland hit the ball? We are swinging. We have long swings. It's 3-1 swings on every approach for every hitter. You got third baseman playing shortstop. We can't hit the ball the opposite way. You can see what it is. Exit velocity means nothing. It means nothing.
No, it tells you how hard you're hitting the ball.
I think he's missing your question, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Why does that approach work for other teams? You mean the Dodgers don't have that approach?
No, but I just get irritated.
You mean the Yankees don't have that approach?
I get irritated when these guys go, analytics is ruined. No, it's just information. You use it how you want to see fit. If you don't think exit velocity is important, that's fine. There are other things that you can look at that's important, but launch angles, it's telling you how you're hitting the ball. It's telling where, like, if you have a game like last night, you want to try to get the ball in the air. And they couldn't against Jacob DeGrom.
But again, I want to go back to your question. Why is it working for other teams? Your response is, it's not?
That's what he said, it's not. Let me explain.
The Yankees are an exit velo launch angle team. They even use different bats try to help their launch angle. What are you talking about?
Let me give you the teams in the league that have been unbelievably successful using analytics. The Dodgers, the Astros, the Rays. We also have the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cubs. Yeah, that's a lot of teams that usually are in the playoffs.
Can I tell you something? Sunday, I did the Roku broadcast, and I had a good chance to talk to Buck Showalter before the game. We were talking. I said, Buck, you're old school. He looked at me and said, I'm not as old school as people think. I've been using analytics my entire career. I may use more of a balance.
Yeah.
But he said analytics are important
to
baseball.
That's why I love him. I feel like he has there are times where you trust your instinct in a game. And maybe you buck what the trend is saying.
No pun intended.
I like that guy. No pun intended. But no, like there is a healthy mix that you can have. But if you're the guy that says, I would rather listen to the guy that's all analytical than the guy that says analytics sucks.
Yeah, because you've been using no information.
All that guy is doing is taking what the highest percentage chance is in that particular moment. That's all you're doing. You know, if the book says this hits it 48% of the time doing this, and it hits it 42% of the time doing this, they're going to do what hits it 48.
Right.
There are guys that, and like even Harbaugh's bucked the trend. As much as I give him grief, like there are times in the game where I'm going, ain't no way the book's telling him to do this.
You know, it's funny you bring up Harbaugh. Because again, talking to Buck, Buck said, I had a lot of conversations with Harbaugh. Harbaugh was one of the coaches in the NFL that started using analytics before everybody else did.
Yeah.
Buck didn't dump on analytics. And when I called him old school, he took offense to it. He said, I'm not as old school as you think.
I don't like that.
And he went into his approach on analytics. So I don't, why are we in a stone age here in Baltimore, man?
Well, they were in the Stone Age. I mean, Orioles were the one.
Our fans are.
Well, the team was. They were like the last team to come around in analytics. They had like no analytics department. I mean, how it went from like three people to, you know, 50 now.
They had a small group. But tiny, now it's. But again, like when people go, this is what drives me nuts. People go analytics and exit velocity doesn't matter and all this. Mm. Well, what's it matter if it's hit hard? You know what they're using on defense to put the guy where you normally hit it? Analytics.
Yeah.
That's where, like, when the guy is positioned. I was watching a game the other night where the right fielder was hugging the line. And I'm like, good God, he's hugging the line. Shot down the line, he catches it in the air. And you're going, ain't no way that some bitch ever gets there. But you know what happened? They told him this often happens against this style of pitcher. Yeah. Where he's throwing the ball, this is where you need to be lined up.
If you had a little card that players pull out of their pocket, when the batter comes up.
Or their hat.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.